Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, and Merry Christmas. If all goes according to plan as far as editing and such, I will publish this on the Tuesday after Christmas. As it is right now, it is not Christmas quite yet. We've got just a couple of days left, but my gratitude is that I got a partial snow day at work, and so we got to go home early because there was some bad weather coming. And so I've had time to bake, to clean a little bit, do some laundry, get a lot of things done, which I need to do before the weekend, before Christmas. So anyways, that's part of my gratitude. And then another part of my gratitude is actually that, if you guys remember from the last episode, I made a Christmas season bucket list, and I have done all of the things on it except for one, and that is to drive through Christmas lights, or like drive around and look at Christmas lights. And you know what? That one just might not happen, and that's okay. But I'm pretty happy about having done all except one. I think there were 14 total. So I did like the baking, the watching certain movies and seasonal shows of our favorite shows and all of that stuff. I'm not looking at it in front of me right now, but I was checking them off. And so I know there was only one box left. I'm pretty excited about that. And then I'm excited about Christmas celebrations coming up. So hopefully the weather does not prevent us from celebrating with people we want to see, and hopefully everyone stays well and all of that. But that's my gratitude for today. So today I'm going to do my end of the year book review episode, 2022 book review part two. If you are new to the podcast, part one came out on June 21st of this year. Part one is episode number 52, and in that one, I talked about the first six books that I had read this year, and then today I'm doing the second half of the year, which was also six books, so I have finished 12 books this year, which I'm very excited about. I don't know if it actually ended up being like once a month, but I'm pretty sure that's how many I read in 2021 too, so that's exciting. I wasn't necessarily going for that as a goal. That's just how many I ended up finishing, and I'm actually still in the process of reading two books right now. So you could say I read 12 and I'm kind of halfway through two books, but I just kind of think that would be a very long episode to talk about all the books I read in a year. And honestly, if I waited until December, I would probably not remember much about the books that I read earlier in the year. So we are starting with number seven today. So again, if you want to hear about the first six of the year, it is episode number 52. And I'll talk about this at the end, but the only book I read this year that I gave five stars to was earlier this year in episode number one. So, but yeah, I'm excited to share about these, and I read them for different reasons. And I already have a couple of books I'm excited about reading in 2023, but I'm just going to try to give a somewhat objective, not a summary, because I don't want to give away spoilers. Like, I want to give you a general idea of what the book's about so you can decide if you want to read it or not, but I will try to not give away too much. And then I'm also going to tell you how many stars I gave it out of five and why. So I did try to keep track of this throughout the year so that my thoughts were a little bit more fresh and my review would be more accurate. But I will say that when I first started kind of gathering some notes for this episode, that I thought I had only read 11 books this year, and I started going through my list and realized I'd forgotten to rate one from maybe like in the fall. So anyways, that one's not as fresh in my mind because I didn't have my in the moment review of it, but that's okay. I'll still be able to give you a somewhat accurate review, and I will try to link all of the books if you want to look them up on Goodreads or if you want to look into buying it. I do want to say real quick that if you've never heard of it, I like to look on Thrift Books. It's a website where you can buy used books for obviously like a fraction of the price because they're used, and I really enjoy that because I personally, it depends on how picky you are, but I personally do not care if it's a little bit bent or, you know, there's like some scratches in the cover or something, because honestly, unless it's like my absolute favorite book, I'm probably not going to reread it and reread it. Especially fiction for me. Like if I loved the story and I want to read it again, I'll keep it. But I'm at a point in life right now where I don't need to keep every single book that I've read. And so I don't want to buy them new and pay like $16, $20 for a book I'm going to read one time. So I love to either check the library to borrow it for free, especially if it's something I think I can read quickly, or to buy it used. So that was what I did for a lot of these. And then, you know, obviously you can give it to a friend, donate it when you're done, and you only spent like, honestly, some of them are like $4 or $5. So it's a really good deal. Anyways, let's get started. So I'm just going to still call them the number they would be in the lineup for the whole year. So I'm starting with number 7 that I read this year. And this one was called An Echo in the Darkness by Francine Rivers. If you didn't hear the last episode, this one is it's number 2 in a series of 3. And so, you know, if you didn't hear about the first ones, then this one might not matter as much to you because you'll need to decide if you want to read the first book, which is called A Voice in the Wind. But basically, it's a series that takes place in first century Rome, which was part of the draw of it to me because I really like learning about like different time periods and different cultures and stuff like that. But it also includes elements of Christianity. So it's kind of like a fiction story, but with true elements or true people. Obviously, also Francine Rivers added her own characters too that were not based on real people. But I kind of liked that mix. And this one, like I said, was number 2. I will say out of the 3 books of the series, and I'll talk about number 3 in this episode as well, out of the 3 books in the series, this one was probably my least favorite, not because it wasn't good, but just because it seemed slow. It seemed like not as much happened. And I do like all the characters in these books, and I think Francine Rivers does a good job of like making them seem realistic to you, or like people that you could know in real life. So anyways, I enjoy that. Like she develops her characters well, but it just seemed like a slower book. So I gave this one 3 stars, but again, I would still recommend the series overall. And yeah, it was good. And I read this as part of a little book club with my mom, my sister, and my cousin. So it was just fun to read something together and kind of text about it and our thoughts and what we were enjoying and if we were surprised or not by certain things. So that part made me enjoy it even more, knowing that I was reading it with people. But again, not my favorite of the series, would still recommend the series. Number 8 is called The Good Sister by Sally Hepworth. And this is only the 2nd book I've read by Sally Hepworth, but I would say she's probably becoming one of my new favorite authors. Like I would gravitate towards, if I saw her name on something in the library or at Target or something, I would be interested in picking it up and seeing what the topic is about just because I like her writing style. The first book I read by her was last year and it was called The Secret Lives of Midwives. And I really liked that one. Was that last year? Maybe that was earlier this year. I'm not remembering right now off the top of my head. But anyways, I picked this book out because I remembered liking The Secret Lives of Midwives. And so this one was interesting because it had a very unique plot and kind of setup. So without spoiling anything, it's called The Good Sister because it's about 2 sisters. And one of them, in the beginning, the way they set it up is kind of like she needs a lot of help. She's got, honestly, off the top of my head, I cannot remember, but she has some sort of mental disability that she's, you know, causes her some challenges in her life and stuff like that. And you're kind of going back and forth between the perspectives of the 2 sisters, Rose and Fern. And the one I was talking about is Fern, but you're kind of seeing like how Rose views her and how she has to help her all the time. And so you kind of are viewing Rose as like the good sister. She's, you know, sacrificing things in her own life to help Fern. And then as the story goes along, you just get to know both of them more. And there's a lot of twists and it kept me guessing. And I was actually surprised by the ending. So that's always something that makes me like a book and an author a lot, is when they can actually surprise me, because sometimes you can just tell where it's going and it just makes it not as interesting. So I did enjoy that one. I gave that 4 stars. I think probably mostly just like the keeping me guessing type thing. And it also did like flashbacks where it was kind of giving you hints at something that happened in the past, but not telling you the whole story. So you were trying to figure that out as well. And then number 9, I read Breakfast at Tiffany's by Truman Capote. I don't know how to say that. His last name, C-A-P-O-T-E. This one was just okay to me. I have seen Breakfast at Tiffany's, the movie, like a long time ago, the Audrey Hepburn one. And I remember like kind of liking the movie. I wasn't wowed or anything. I watched it with some friends because one of my friends liked it. But yeah, it was just okay to me. And this one I read because, again, one of my friends had like a list of classic books and she was like, oh, we should read this together. And I looked through the list. I was like, oh, I've heard of that at least. Like I'm kind of interested. So I read that. And I don't know. I felt like I am honestly forgetting her name right now. The main character, I just could not relate to her at all. And I don't think you have to be able to relate to a character to make them interesting to you to read about. Like, that's probably boring if you're only reading about people that are like you. But, like, she was one of those, like, so free-spirited people or characters that, like, you can't even make any sense or there's no, like, rhyme or reason to why she does what she does. And that in real life makes me feel crazy. And that also makes me feel crazy when I'm reading about it. I'm like, I just can't possibly understand. Like, you know how you can read about a character or, like, be friends with someone and they're so different from you and you're like, wow, I would never, you know, think to do that, or, you know, you're so creative in this way, or wow, you're really brave, you did this thing I would never have done, but you can understand why. It's like, I can't even begin to understand this type of character. That's just the best way of me explaining why I didn't really love the book. And I think the style too is just a bit dry, which I think can happen when it's something much older, but I read older books too that I really like, and this one I just did not get super into. It is short though, I will say that, so if you're not loving it, it is short, maybe you'd love it. And I didn't give a good review of it, but that's where I was at with that one. Number 10 was called Four Treasures of the Sky by Jenny Zhang. It's Z-H-A-N-G. I started talking about this on a previous episode, I think, and at the time I was not very far into the book, maybe like a third of the way. And so I remember talking about like, oh, it's so poetic, it's so beautiful. And I don't know if I ever updated later. If I did, I'm repeating it for you, but the ending, I'm just going to say, and I guess this could be a form of a spoiler, so if you think you'll read it, just skip ahead for a second. But the ending was sad and unexpected. And I don't know, I think some people like that, but I was very surprised and not really in a good way. But it was, I guess, for the type of book, it was realistic. So I don't know. Sometimes even if something ends happily and it's not realistic, you also don't like, or I also don't like that, because I'm like, okay, that it was just too cheesy. But this one did surprise me. I still gave it 4 stars because it was just a captivating story and a writing style. And I said this on whatever previous episode I was talking about it, but the author didn't use any quotation marks at all, which I thought was very creative. And she had to then also be creative in her writing to, like, you could literally tell though when someone was speaking without having to like be like, wait a minute, who's talking? When did they start? I need to go back. Like, I thought it was just very natural and it flowed. And I literally forgot that was happening while I was reading because it just worked well. And I don't know, I would definitely read something by her again. I haven't even looked into what else she's written, but it was really good. And again, lots of like imagery, and without it being a legit poem, like it just seemed very poetic to me. That was a word that kept coming back to me about her writing style and about the storyline. And you can tell she did a lot of research because it is historical fiction as well. And the main character is from China. And so again, I've said this before, but I just enjoy things where I can learn about another culture or kind of another time period, which I talked about earlier with Echo in the Darkness, but that one I gave 4 stars. Number 11 is As Sure as the Dawn by Francine Rivers, and this is the number 3 in the series of 3 books by her. So again, the first one is A Voice in the Wind, number 2 is An Echo in the Darkness, and number 3 is As Sure as the Dawn. This one I gave 4 stars too. I remember, okay, so again, sorry, it's happening in like first century Rome, It is this one, and you can tell this by literally the cover or looking at the back of the book. So not super a spoiler, but this one's following the life of a gladiator who is in the previous books, but he's not like, you know, the sole main character. And in this book, it's really like following him and his story. And so one of two complaints about this one is like, you have to adjust to not following the same characters as closely and just kind of like guessing a little bit like what happens to some people in it. But I will say, I think I liked this one better than number two. I said that one was kind of slow. So I think I liked one and three the best. And again, this is following the gladiator's life and kind of like his journey to try to get back to his life before he was captured. And it was interesting. There's like action, there's a love story, there's some like spiritual battle and stuff like that. And it was good. My second complaint of the two was I remember also texting my mom and sister and cousin about this. Like, I felt like there was just this long buildup, and then the ending, it just like happened so fast. Like, oh, let's just wrap this up so quick in like three pages. And it was kind of like, oh, I wish we could have spent more time on that type of thing. But either way, I gave it 4 stars. I still would recommend the series. I thought it was really interesting, and I would still read something else by Francine Rivers. I also have read Redeeming Love by her and The Lineage of Grace. Those are both very good. Number 12, and this is the one that I just finished literally today, is called A Good Scent from a Strange Mountain. And the only reason I even had this was that my previous boss was getting rid of a ton of books, and I just found, like, he was like, hey, everyone look through my books. And so I found this one, and I was like, oh, I picked this out. And he's like, I don't even know what that is. And so I don't know if you ever read it, but it's by Robert Olin Butler. It is a collection of stories, and they're all about Vietnamese people who moved to the U.S. And this is, again, historical fiction. Okay, I had to look it up. I would say most of them happen, like, the stories happen in, like, the maybe 80s, 90s or so, because they're supposed to happen after the Vietnam War. And so it was a collection, like I said, and so every chapter is a different set of characters, a different plot, but they all are centered around Vietnamese immigrants to the U.S. And so, again, I said this earlier, but I really like stories that help me to learn about another culture and just kind of like immerse myself in someone else's story and situation. And I think that just grows your perspective and your empathy and your worldview. And so for that reason, I did really like it. I ended up giving this 3 stars overall, but I would say some of the stories in the book were 5 stars and some of them were like 2. And so because it's a collection, I felt like it was hard to rate overall. I will say too that I definitely skipped 1 chapter, maybe even 2, because I could tell that the direction they were going and the content did not sit well with me spiritually. Like, I can't even remember now. Like, I think it was just kind of like seemed like spiritually dark type topics. And so I just skipped over them, and it did not at all affect the reading of the rest of the book because they were all separate stories. They didn't like, you know, tie into each other, or they weren't even the same characters. Like, each one was a different person's story and perspective. So for that reason, I didn't think it was a huge deal that I skipped over a couple of things. And so, yeah, I did enjoy this. Some of them were sad. Some of them were like cute friendship stories or family or love stories. Some of them were about being in the war and, you know, challenging. So it was just a very wide variety, I would say. And overall, like I said, no regrets reading it. It was interesting, but it wasn't just so thrilling I had to keep turning the pages, basically. And then the 2 stories that I'm still working on, one of them is nonfiction and it's called Hero Maker. And then that one is kind of about like discipleship, basically, and just equipping other people whenever you're in some sort of leadership position, like equipping other people and noticing their strengths and helping people to go out and just share the good news with others and not just feeling like you need to do everything yourself. I probably have read like 3 or 4 chapters of that so far. And then the other one that I'm still working on, because it is huge, is Taking Charge of Your Fertility by Tori Weschler. I might be saying her name wrong. And that one I have talked about, I know, in a previous episode or maybe two. And it's just a thick book, number one. And number two, I feel like I just can't absorb it all at once. I need to like I'm writing in it. I am slowly learning how to do the charting and stuff like that. But I think it would be overwhelming if I instantly tried to like do this whole process. And so I've just been trying to do like one thing at a time and implementing things into my routine so I can kind of like figure it out as I am reading through it. But I would say I'm probably only like, I don't know, halfway. If that, I'd need to look at it again. But if I'm also reading fiction at the same time, I'm just going to gravitate towards reading the fiction book. And so it's hard for me to get through stuff like that. But I definitely have printed some charts and I've been taking my temperature and all of that just to kind of see what's happening in my body and like notice the pattern. I just want to be able to like see what's going on basically. And so I'm not like using it aggressively for either like prevention or fertility. Like I'm just literally using it to learn about myself basically right now. And it is interesting and I'm learning, but again, I think it'd be overwhelming if I tried to just like read it really fast to finish it. So, and then I just wanted to say at the end that my only 5-star book of the entire year was called Winter Garden by Kristen Hannah. I talked about that in the first 2022 book review episode, but she is most definitely in my top 3 favorite authors right now, and I plan to read more of her this coming year. And so if you want to hear more about that, you can go back to episode number 52. Anyways, I again will link in the description the different books that I talked about today, and I hope you heard about at least one thing that you might be interested in looking into. I would love to hear what your favorite books were that you read this year, or even if you just have your list of the ones you read, or maybe you didn't even finish a book this year and you're like, you know what, 2023 is the year that I finish a book. If you want to share, my Instagram is just called Morning by Morning Podcast. You can check it out and you can comment or DM if you would like to share about any of the topics on any of the episodes. I post one post. Usually I just do like a graphic and show what the episode's about, and you can comment on there or send me a DM. Oh, and I did just want to say real quick before I ended this off that I also literally today finished reading the Bible chronologically, but it wasn't all in 2022. I literally started it in January of 2020. So that was definitely not a 2022 book, but I feel kind of like, I mean, a little bit like accomplished because it was the first time I read it through chronologically, but also a little bit like relieved and freed up to spend as much time as I want on a much smaller passage, because basically how I did it in 3 years is a chapter a day. Basically, there were some days I read 2, there were some days that I skipped, not very many, but I just feel like the whole Bible in a year thing is not for me because I don't think I'm like retaining or absorbing as much when I'm like trying to read so many chapters. But I really liked reading chronologically and kind of seeing how things tied together. And I don't know, but the whole time I was reading, I was keeping track, or keeping a list, I guess I should say, of books and chapters I wanted to go back to when I could spend more time and just like sit and marinate with those smaller amounts of verses. So that's my reading plan going into 2023, is just to go through that list and like, okay, what did I want to go back to? Where do I want to start? And then going as slowly as I want to. And I'm very excited about that. And I'm also very excited because I'm going to be using a journaling Bible, so there's space to draw or write or reflect on the sides. And I'm really pumped to do it in a little bit more of like a freestyle manner of my quiet time. And if I want to spend time on some of it, like journaling or like Bible reflecting or prayer, or whatever, it's just going to be less rigid than before. And I'm very excited about that. So anyways, I had to throw in there that that was my other book I finished this year, but it took me 3 years. So all right, that's really all. I'm going to go now, and hopefully you all had a great Christmas, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.